August 25th, 2012, RLRD budget meeting.
I'll call this budget meeting to order at 9:30. Stand in the flag.
I've been the treasurer of Rushford Lake Recreation District since 1981. What I'm going to focus on is this sheet that gives you the actual results for 2011, the projected final results for 2012, and then our budget for 2013. For 2011, our tax revenue was $240,000, and our interest income was $14,143. Insurance was $4,599. I'll just highlight some of the larger expenditures. Legal fees were $11,190. Wages were $92,090. Major repairs that we did in 2011, we only did $20,000, which was brick and mortar joint repairs. I think we did another 100 feet, Tom, is it? Give or take?
Give or take.
Yeah, another 100 feet. The engineering, there was a balance due on the $275 on the emergency action plan, which has been completed. And we also spent $6,660 on a topographical survey. Let me explain that to you. The dam safety people from New York State had requested that we look into hard-facing the backside of the dam in case there's an overtopping. They were concerned about erosion. And Bill Sikorsky, our dam consultant, did a lot of negotiating with them. And finally, we were able to, instead of getting into that huge expenditure for hard facing, which would have been hundreds of thousands of dollars, we talked them into allowing us to do a topographical survey. And the purpose of that is if there is an overtopping, we would do another topographical survey to see if there's any erosion. And the state agreed with us on that, or they allowed us to do that instead of insisting upon this hard facing of the rock behind the dam. Property improvements in 2011, $13,820. That was primarily what was spent on the Balcom Beach break wall, which I think you've all seen, the wooden break wall that was done. And on the equipment, we put a deposit down on some new lake level monitoring equipment. That was a 40% deposit of $4,072. What this equipment's going to do, the equipment we have there right now is not really functioning very well, and we wanted to upgrade that, and this will give us a better database on the lake levels, which is useful to us, and sometimes the state, I believe, requires us to give them information about that. 2012... we had raised our taxes from $240,000 up to $252,000, which was a 5% increase. If you look at the total column, you can see for 2012 I've got actual through the first 6 months, and then I'm projecting the last 6 months. Grant revenue is $67,257. That's the balance of the record management. We received a grant from the state of New York for $3,540 to actually organized the records in our office, and I believe our actual cost was maybe a couple hundred dollars more than that. But we did receive a grant from the state. Douglas and Donna were instrumental in that. To organize our files.
And the final check came today.
And then the balance we're still trying to get is the balance of the spillway grant, which is $65,487. And of course, it seems every time we go to the state and we ask for that balance, which they've withheld from us, we keep getting the same story. They want us to do additional work, which is the some of the engineering work that we've had to do. But we're hoping to get that $65,000 by the end of this year. Interest income, $10,474. It just continues to drop. I think all of you are aware of the fact that interest rates aren't very good. And if you go and you glance your eye over for 2013, I'm predicting it's going to drop to 8208. We try our best, but we're very limited on what we can invest in. It either has to be government-backed securities, or it has to be a CD with the commercial bank that's authorized to do business in the state of New York only. So we can't go to and get a CD from a bank in Las Vegas, for example. We have to strictly stay with a bank authorized to do business in New York State. Insurances, it's a little misleading. The $4,599 was in 2011 was a six-month premium. Our insurance cost for 2012 will be $12,068. Our insurance continues to increase, and the primary reason for that is very difficult for us to get insurance. And the other thing that's hurting us is all the lawsuits. The insurance companies are very concerned about these property right lawsuits that they're very frightened of. But last year, I think it took us until November, I believe, to finally place coverage. Legal fees for 2012, I'm projecting, will be around $13,336. Major repairs in the balance of 2012, we're going to spend $13,125 on the Howell Bunger valves. And the purpose of that is to resurface the front of the valves. And that's something that was we've been wanting to do, and it was also recommended by Dam Safety. We're also going to spend $20,000 on a 10-ton porta power. This will help the guys close valves, close gates in case the hydraulics fail, which they do from time to time. And then we are going to spend $1,500 on an inspection at the dam, which I think has been completed, for the installation of a tram, and I'll get to that a little later as to what the board plans to do in 2013. Engineering was $44,770. We spent $14,100 on an emergency on an inspection and maintenance plan that the state wanted us to put into place. We also are spending another request on their part to have our engineering firm do a dam assessment, and that's going to cost us $30,670. This is all the strings they attach to getting that additional grant of $65,000, which has been endless with them since we've pursued this grant. Property improvements, $16,283, was again Balkan Beach, Great Wall, and docks. We are projecting in the column where I'm $12,600. We have some materials that are left over from the break wall we did. We intend to, I think, add another 120 feet of wooden break wall to Balkan Beach, which we're estimating will be another $12,000. And we also are going to purchase for $600 security cameras at Balkan Beach. Equipment, we expect to pay the last installment on the lake level monitoring equipment, which will be $6,108. We've purchased a pump, which we had to use for draining the tail pool for inspection of the Howell Bunger valves. And $3,500 for another hydraulic maintenance set that the fellows at the dam could use. That totals $11,050.
In our 2012 budget that we presented last year, we had projected that our reserve fund, if you look at the bottom, there's a reserve fund, and we had projected that to be $1,320,000. At the end of 2011, it was $1,275,000. But with the calculations that I've done, I'm assured that we may have a $1,340,000 reserve fund, or $20,000 higher than I had projected in 2012. So we'll move on to 2013. The tax assessment for 2013 will be $250,330 as compared to $252,000 the year before. What happened in 2012 was the state of New York in June, the legislature passed a law that tax assessments could not exceed a 2% increase. We did not find out about that or were notified of that until around September. So we had increased our taxes 5%. So what we're doing this year to come up with the 250 is we're increasing it 2%, and then we're subtracting $6,710, which is the overage that we charged the taxpayers in 2012. So if you net all those numbers together, it comes out to $250,330. Again, interest income dropping. The interest rates are just terrible. Basically, you're putting your money away for safekeeping as opposed to an investment. Insurance, I'm projecting, will be $12,250. Legal fees will be $14,100. Wages will be $95,666. I'll just give you an idea. It's a 2% wage increase we put in. And to give you an idea of the wages, my salary is $8,573 a year. Bob Pomeroy, who is the in charge of the dam, he earns $15,520 a year. Tom Thomas, who works at the dam, his hourly rate there is $20.66. Scott Walder is $17.49. A new employee that they've hired to work at the dam, Jeff Clark, his hourly rate is $15. Bill Sikorsky, our dam consultant, we pay him $40 an hour. Donna Wire and Sarah Decker, the two secretaries we have, make $15.69 an hour. Major repairs for 2013. $15,000 we put in for removal of vegetation that's growing out of the backside of the dam, which the state has also recommended that we attend to. And we put in $120,000 for the tram for a grand total of $135,000. A new item on the budget is water testing, which we're projecting will cost us $3,000 next year in 2013. And if you look at the bottom, in order to pay for this and to keep the taxes the way I've calculated them, we'll have to take $25,000 out of the reserve fund, which means the reserve fund will go from $1,340,000 to $1,315,000. So that's the budget. Any questions on any of these items?
Rick, with regards to the possibility of valve work, was that included in the budget?
The Hal Bunger valve?
Yes.
Yeah, but that was included in 2012.
Okay.
To be done in probably September, October this year.
So that money's already been appropriated?
Yes. About $13,000, we figure. Any other questions?
$120,000 for the dam?
For the
tram?
That's the most recent quote. This budget, by the way, is hot off the press.
Okay.
Doug and I were emailing back and forth.
This quote came in yesterday.
Okay.
It just came in yesterday.
For how many feet is that?
Just from the top down to the
to the
dam.
Top of the dam.
But also explain that what they want to do at the base of the
dam. Well, yeah, the tram itself is $85,000,
okay.
But they need to do some work down at the base, and that's where the other needs go to for the landing.
Okay.
But of course, that'll all be quoted and go out
so
for
that,
bid.
We'll have to go out for bid.
Oh, no.
But we know that's going to be one of the bids, so we'll see what we get. We might get one lower, who knows?
Question?
Yes.
So, in 2013, you're projecting that you're going to have to take $25,000 out of the gap. Do you see that as an ongoing problem as we go into the year, so our budget is increasing and our income is not?
Well, I think the recommendation I'm making on the tax revenue is a 2% increase. Okay. The way the new law is structured is you can increase taxes more than 2% if you get a supermajority vote on the board. There's still we decided, or at least I should say the Finance Committee decided not to go above the 2% this year. In subsequent years, that could happen, depending on some of these repairs. So I think I don't know how much more we can control expenses. I know we don't have a full-time lake manager anymore. We're pretty bare bones. I think, for example, for the fellows that operate the dam, combined they probably make around $30,000 to $35,000 a year combined. I don't know how you can get that done any more economically than that. I mean, if you look at this budget, you're basically talking about wages is the biggest expenditure plus major repairs. And I think the job that those guys do is just commendable. They do a fantastic job. And I'm including, Bill Sikorsky in that $30,000 too. I mean, it's remarkable what we're getting for that kind of an outlay.
I guess the question is, if this is what we're looking at, are there other ways for us to bring in money? Because, you're saying that we're bare bones as far as salaries and things like that go. But if we continue to take out $26,000 over a period of 4 or 5 years, that dam budget is just going to keep increasing. So is there a way... Has any thought been given to other ways that money can be brought into the district?
I think primarily grants.
Yeah.
Primarily grants. And I think we're going to do the grants a lot different than we did before. Because I think what I'd like to see is, I don't want to get into these negotiations on when we're going to get paid. I'd like to see us get paid as the projects progress. Mm-hmm. Which is, and it wasn't the way we wrote the grant. It was just the way the grant was awarded. The work had already been done. We had already paid for everything when the grant was approved. And that was the center concrete pillar on this building. That had to be repaired. The concrete was gone. And that had to be repaired. So we couldn't wait for the grant process to come to its end. We had to react immediately. And that's what happens to us. You know, if we ever do anything that's out of budget, it's because we have an emergency. It's something that has to be attended to. Now, one of the things we had, kind of a scare, I guess it was, we have a hydraulic problem. Opening and closing the gates. You can't put those sluice gates down. It's pretty difficult to operate a valve. You don't want to take the chance of operating a valve without that gate closed to prevent something from getting in there and plugging it and draining the whole way. So things come up, and we have to react to it immediately. If it's in the budget, fine. We try to predict what we need to do, but things like that can happen.
I'm just looking long term. If there's other ways that we can, because obviously our interest is going down. That's a fact of life. We're all living with all of us.
And I don't see anything.
So where else can we look at income? It's more of a brainstorming type question. I'd like to see our board members look at. Is there other places that we can find income, and what grants are out there, and where that, like you said, I mean, I helped you a little bit with that one grant, and it was forever, and they're still not paying everything.
They're still paying for it.
So it's more of a general question. Can we look at other ways?
Right.
so that we don't keep seeing that decrease in our...
I'd like to hold out hope for a water contract, but I don't think that's even in the realm of possibility.
I think if you think hydropower isn't, hydropower is not in the in the in anything right now. Yeah.
Bill, at one of the budget meetings, legal meetings, when the question arose of the bus being a municipality, can we sell municipal bonds?
Sure.
Did we?
I shouldn't say that. Our bonding authority comes through the towns. We do not have our own bonding authority. We would have to use Rushford's or Canyon Dia's ability to float bonds.
Okay.
We don't have the ability to issue a bond ourselves. We were never given that right when the district was formed. We were told we had to go through the towns for that. And I don't know. That's another way of doing it, granted. But
well, if something arose that we needed to...
Yes.
Do capital improvements.
If it's a major thing, maybe that's what we would have to do. But I'm a stickler on debt.
Oh yeah.
And I just think unless we have a major thing, we cannot fill the lake for a summer or two because of a catastrophic condition at the dam. By the way, there isn't a catastrophe. Just so no one goes out here saying that there isn't. The dam has been inspected and it's in great shape. It's just that we have to keep after with these minor, they're major dollars, but they're minor.
Has there been any contact with the towns and them possibly kicking in some money for the improvements on the lake? I mean, they'd have a lot to lose. With.
That's true. No, we've never approached that.
Bill, can I comment
sure,
a little bit further on that? I understand that comment. The Lake District has to be handled as a special district, and I think the same as out there. There's a Lake District and people that benefit from it.
Right.
Get that. I understand where you're coming from with it. We don't have a question, but it is a special district, so it has to be a separate taxing entity type thing. We do try to, and over the years, I won't speak to the town of Canada, but the town of Rushford hasn't been big things, but occasionally where you need highway help and that type of thing, or stolen things from that. I know over by the Dolphin Beach a year ago that they several loads of stolen went in there, that type of thing. But that's how that works. And understand, too, we're governed by laws, too. So.
Exactly. What was that in reference to?
Excuse me?
What was that in reference to?
What, his statement? I asked the question.
Whether we had ever gone to the town and asked for some kind of partnership with them on some of these expenditures.
I thought it was about bonding, so.
Bonding led into it. However, it does now raise the question as to whether we're a special district or an improvement district and as to whether there is a difference.
No. Okay.
Because John states we're a special district, yet other people are stating we're an improvement district, and what is the difference? When was the improvement district created? You know, that type of entity, because we were a special district.
Yeah, but even if we're a special district, we're still within the township. So, roads and things that are but I mean, anything that gets the town gets, we get in the district.
Well, then while we're on the topic, can we get a load of riprap over along the fence for the drainage on Balcom Beach? Because there's been some erosion there. That was where the request for stone on Balcom Beach was for. Along the fence where the drainage goes in, it's eroding backwards. Wouldn't take much to just protect that. If you can ask Willie to get down now.
Are there any other questions?
Don't forget, I've got a town board, I can't make decisions.
Well, I was going to say maybe we should take that to committee and we can go back.
Well, it's been asked, and he's come down and looked at it.
That's the first I knew about it.
Yeah, okay.
And anything that's asked, I'll definitely take it to the board, and they can react to it.
We'll handle that in the regular meeting.
I know previously...
We want the stop sign off Glen Road and take another two.
All right, go for her.
I don't see anything here, Bill, for the possibility of getting the rest of the grant money.
Oh, it's in the the projected column for July through December. It's a total of $67,257.
That's under the assumption we'll get it before the end of the year.
If in fact that we don't get paid that this fiscal year, then we would get it paid this upcoming year, and then we wouldn't have to draw down from the dam fund, correct?
No, because I've got it in the numbers. I'm showing it as a receipt in 2012. But I'm not counting on that. And the reason I did that is not because I have any assurances that we're going to get it. It's because I'm putting in all these engineering expenses, $14,000 for an I&M plan, $30,000 for an assessment. I just couldn't put that in there and not give some recognition to the fact that we're going to get that grant. When we're going to get it, I can't tell you. And I just think it's deplorable the way, well, I shouldn't say that, but that's how I feel because I know what we've gone through. It's just deplorable. And every time we say, are we going to get this? Well, can you do this study? Can you do, it just doesn't stop. It's bad. It's not the way to do business in my mind.
Can we get that in writing? The next time or whenever they come in to do that inspection, it's like, and if they say, well, can you do this additional thing? Can you get it in writing that says, if we do this additional thing, will you commit to finishing that grant for us?
That's a good idea.
I mean, you got to put an end to it at some point. Otherwise, we're out there forever.
Yeah. Like this whole thing that came up with this dam assessment, that came out of left field. I hadn't heard that, and we got a quote from Hatch. It cost us another $30,000 to get that done. So it just doesn't stop. So that's just not the way to do business. That's, in my mind, that's not the way to get a grant. You should be getting a grant and for a project,
right?
Like we did with the office management. And when the project is done, you get paid. They don't keep saying, "Oh, by the way, would you do this now?" It just keeps going on. Any other questions?
No, not to change. Well, to change the subject back to, but I have worked with Mike previously to working with John, and down at Belcom Beach, I talked to Mike at one point, and he told me that they would bring a load, of, you know, a couple loads of stones down there and put it around a circle, in which they did, at no expense to us. They did it, you know, just to be nice. Okay. And the other thing is,
what was your point?
No, I just wanted to let. Know that the town did help us, and there was no fee. You know, they did it on their own. And the other point is the tram. Isn't this going to be a 2-year project if we do need another tram going down to the bottom? So that would have to be included in the next year's budget. That's far off.
Not ready to get into that.
No, okay. This is half the.
Any other questions?
Okay. Bill, I have a question, maybe a question comment. It looks like, using your numbers, you get about $44,000 of liabilities coming against the $67,000, right now you get a $30,000 assessment plus the property.
Correct.
Somebody suggested perhaps holding the stake to the fire and saying, assure us that if we do this, we're done. Because I might suggest that maybe you guys would do that now before you do the $30,000 in 2014. Because if one more thing comes,
that's
over
right.
The 67 grand, and all of a sudden it's costing you money to get money, it might be better to say, forget the 67 mm-hmm. grand if it's going to cost us 100 to get.
Right.
Well, a couple of things, Brad. The first, both of those things are already done. And the second thing is, we have to do them anyway. The last time an engineering assessment was done on the dam was 10 years ago. The state is well aware of that. And that's why they told us we want another one.
We have to be sensitive to that, but I do feel we should get the funds. Maybe we sign a letter saying we will do these things that you ask, instead of playing this game of just withholding it, in fact forcing us to do it, which we would do it anyway. So.
And basically anything the DEC is asking us to do is not like totally off the wall. It's all for the benefit of the long-term maintenance of the dam.
Well, remember, the $65,000 was for the spillway repair.
Right, right. So let's get that and then move on to the other stuff.
We paid for it. Right. You know, basically, for people that that maybe don't understand, we it cost us around $900,000 to fix that center pier and to re-put new guides in on the spillway gates. And the state paid $650,000 of it was a grant. So the balance of that we paid. district paid. So it's like I don't know if my math's right, but a 75-25 proposition. That's usually how the grants work. It's this little grant we got for the office. Much different. But if you're going there for a major project, they'll cover 75% of your quote, of your estimate. They don't cover 100% of it. So even if we do get grant funding, we'll get 75%, which is a great thing, but the district will still be responsible for paying 25% of the cost of the project. Any other questions?
Great job.
Thank you, Bill. We'll go into, our motion to adjourn our budget meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Budget meeting is closed.